Matt Garza and the Brewers look for a sweep against the Orioles, and Garza finds himself in an early jam facing a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation in the second.
Got him looking. Garza with a breaking ball on the outside corner. There's the strikeout for Tejada. The pitch struck him out swinging. And there are two away now, back to back. Now the pitch, swing and a drive to right, playable near the warning track. Santana, and he gets out of it. Shaw leadoff double, he's still out at second with two down. And the pitch, Keon bounces to third and pass Manny Machado. Here comes Travis Shaw and he's gonna score and the Brewers have the lead.
And the pitch, ground ball left side. It is passed and off the glove of Tejada. Braun is gonna try and score. Smith's throw to the plate, offline. Braun slides, he's safe. A late send from Eddie Cedar, the third base coach, but Braun able to pick him up and put him down and score on the base hit by Santana. Aquino delivers, swing and a high drive, deep left center field, Jones back, it is gone! Keon Broxton hits home run number 14, it's 4-0 Brewers.
And the Brewers blank the Orioles 4-0. Milwaukee does complete the series sweep and has now won 6 of 7. Matt Garza improved to 10-1 lifetime against the Orioles, and Zach Britton comes off the DL for Baltimore. The reliever throws a scoreless frame. The Brewers continue to impress in 2017. They maintain their 3.5 game lead atop the NL Central. Here's their manager, Craig Counsell.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was the key to the series is our starters did an outstanding job. And kept us, gave us the lead. We basically pitched with a lead, the entire series, obviously. And so it's, they did a heck of a job. They did a heck of a job. And Matt got in the seventh today, which is, really, really well done for sure. And he got the jam, the big inning, obviously, is the second when they got bases loaded, nobody out. And he made a great pitch to Tejada to strike him out. And then I thought he fell behind. The other at bat was he fell behind Seth Smith and made a really good 2-0 pitch to get a fly out.
Seems like he's been bit by an inning or a batter or a ground ball kind of squeaking through a few times this year, Craig. It must be nice to kind of be on the other side of that.
No, I mean, and a lot of times that's the key to the game, the other team's got the big scoring opportunity and you limit damage, or in this case he got out of it with nothing, so. He pitched with some traffic on him the first three innings, and then I thought he was very effective the last three and a third, very, very, very well.
Their spot starter did a pretty good job. You guys just had that, four or five batter stretch that one inning where you got three runs off of him.
No, he did a good job. He had a nice changeup, and he was really effective against Eric and Travis, against their lefties. He'd been hurt by some lefties this season, but he did a nice job against our lefties, and his changeup was an effective pitch that kept us, a little off balance. But we got one mistake, and got jumped on a mistake, and Keon got, I think, kind of a get me over breaking ball and hit it well.
There's been times this season where, one aspect of your game was making up for struggles on the other end, but this series it seemed like your defense, your offense, starting pitching, relief pitching, everything kind of clicking together at the same time. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, I agree with that, but I also think it was different guys doing it again this series. Brent Suter steps up in the first game, and Keon's has a big hit this game. So we certainly did a nice job. We played good defense. Johnny Villar had a real nice play first and second. Domingo had a nice play. So it was a good, certainly all-around performance, but also, again, different guys contributing to it. Jared Hughes threw a big inning in the third today, so different guys again.
Keon also contributed defensively last night with the catch in the game, and then Tejada's catch tonight. What have you seen from him defensively, and then on the base paths too?
Well, yeah, I mean it was, we made a nice running play today. Keon's, I think offensively is the big thing, is just to get him going, and when he's going, how dangerous we can be offensively, I think. So he ran the bases well tonight. He got out of that rundown, I don't know how we're doing that. That's not coaching. He's a player that can affect the game in a lot of ways, and this was a good example of it tonight for sure.
Pretty nice the last homestand, great 5-1, and you know, go into, you know, these few road games you got before the break now, so you guys kind of made some hay here at home this last week.
No, I mean, it's, you know, we played well. This is a good stretch right here. This is a good stretch of six games. It's a big thing to me. We pitched, you know, with the exception of Sonny, we pitched very well this homestand. And it starts with that. It's going to start with that every single night. Our starters did an excellent job this homestand.
Keon Broxton, meanwhile, continuing his career season. He's batting .239, but with 14 homers and 35 RBIs.
Yeah, it's nice to finish up here and get a win for the team and for the fans. Thank you guys for coming out, and going to keep it going.
You know, in the first inning, you put a good swing, you hit the ball past Machado. Fourth inning, came up, got a nice ball down, you hit the ball to the ballpark to extend the lead. Must have felt good.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you do something good for the team, it always feels good. So it's just nice to get a W and keep it going.
You know, you played such good defense tonight. It was really helping out Matt Garza tonight. Came in on a ball early in the ball game, that first thing, but that ball hit directly at you. That's one of the toughest plays in baseball, but you made a nice play on it.
Yeah, definitely. The line drives are really hard to read. So I'm just doing my best out there, trying to help out Garza. He pitched very well today, did a great job of staying on the middle of the plate, making it hard on the opposing team. So it was all around good day for the boys.
How about Matt Garza? He goes out there each and every time, got himself in trouble, second inning, pitched out of it, and really pitched a good ball game.
Oh, yeah, man. He does a great job. He goes out there and competes with all his heart every time, and that's all we ask for.
On Thursday, the Brewers take on the Cubs in a makeup game at Wrigley Field. Zach Davies will make the start.